The Glory Boys by Douglas Riemann. Read by David Rintoul. So stand by your glasses, steady. We've all got to go by and by. Here's a toast to those gone already, and good luck to the next man to die. Coastal Forces Song. Chapter 1. Next of Kin. The sea was dark grey, metallic in the poor light, with a steep swell unbroken by wind or current. It seemed to merge with the backdrop of cloud, with no margin to reveal either horizon or distance, and the air was like a knife, common enough for the North Sea in winter, where you could never take the weather's moods for granted. Tomorrow it might change just as swiftly, hard and bright, so you could see the land, the shoreline of Suffolk, perhaps, and familiar landmarks, and obtain a compass bearing and fix your position. But that was tomorrow. It was close to noon, but it could have been nightfall, or the start of a new day. The only sound was the dull, monotonous clang of a wreck marker buoy, one of the many dotting the swept channel along the east coast, victims of nearly 4 years of war. The new noise seemed like an intrusion, the regular thrum, thrum, thrum of engines, powerful but contained. Then, all at once, the source was visible, the sturdy shape of an air sea rescue launch, vivid, almost garish with her stark yellow markings and RAF roundel. There was no chance that she might be mistaken for an MTB or E-boat, no matter which flag they flew, or fired on by the trigger-happy gunner aboard some luckless convoy straggler, unescorted and vulnerable. When every sound or movement was a potential killer, it was always shoot first. The launch's commanding officer...